app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Joe Biden plans to visit Baltimore to get a look at the crumpled remains of the Francis Scott Key Bridge today. CBS's Linda Kenyon has more from the White House.
The president will meet with state and local officials and with the families of the six construction workers who were killed.
Leaders from the Coast Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers will share updates on the assistance they are providing.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre reiterated the administration will remain with the people of Baltimore as they try to rebuild and recover.
President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a call today that Israel must do more to keep civilians safe in Gaza and to show progress in dealing with the humanitarian crisis. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports on changes underway.
Netanyahu appears to be following through, allowing the reopening for the first time since this conflict began on October 7th. The Eretz crossing, that's in the north of Gaza, along with the Ashdod port, and the Kerem Shalom crossing to allow more trucks to get from Jordan across Israel and into Gaza.
A man working on a crane in Fort Lauderdale died when part of the crane being hoisted onto a building fell off and crashed to a bridge below. Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue Chief Stephen Gollan.
Unfortunately, one of the workers had fallen with the load off of the side of the building and succumbed to those injuries.
Three people on the bridge were injured, two of whom were hospitalized. $30 million have disappeared from a safe in Los Angeles, and police and the FBI are baffled. More from CBS's Elise Preston.
In a promotional video, security firm GardaWorld says, "We earn our reputation by earning your trust." Who violated that trust is still a mystery. CBS News confirms the theft of up to $30 million appears to have been a sophisticated operation. It's never a mystery in the movies.
$150 million without breaking a sweat.
But for this real-life heist, a law enforcement source says thieves came in through the roof without triggering alarms on Easter Sunday.
The NCAA Women's Tournament shifts to Cleveland tonight for the highly anticipated Final Four. Erica Herskowitz sets the scene.
By the end of tonight, it'll be down to two. The Women's Final Four takes center stage in Ohio, where South Carolina will tip off against NC State before UConn takes on top-seeded Iowa. Hawkeyes star guard Caitlin Clark is focused.
This is business. You know, we're here to win a basketball game and hopefully win two.
Winners advance to the title game, which takes place Sunday in Cleveland. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
The government will be releasing a much-anticipated jobs report for March today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Only about one in every four voting age adults made it to the polls in Wisconsin on Tuesday. The weather was terrible and the stakes in the presidential primary were low. Voter turnout in Milwaukee was higher, where there were races for mayor and county executive, as well as a big school referendum. After a year on the job, Wisconsin Secretary of State says she's doing more with less. Sarah Godlewski tells Up North News the office has to scramble to provide its services after being downsized and defunded almost a decade ago.
The legislature has been so extreme when it comes to their power grab that they've basically defunded this constitutional office.
The office authenticates 15,000 documents a year for everything from international business to adoptions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers take on Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Mariners tonight after a 4-0 start. I asked Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins if the team was a little in disbelief when they lost to the Twins the other day, 7-3.
I think so. Look, you win four out of the gate, and
you kind of get this feeling like, man, are we going to lose? Of course we're going to lose, right? It's a long season. It's a marathon. But, yeah, we're playing good baseball.
College hoops, another player leaving Wisconsin, but this time from the women's team, Sonya Copeland from the Badgers women's basketball team to enter the transfer portal. NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the Raptors. Milwaukee with back-to-back losses to the Wizards and the Grizzlies. Is there something they need to improve?
The only thing over the last two games is the pain points that we have to eliminate. Just too many drives. And it's just the old thing, if our feet are fast enough or if our help is quick enough. In the last two games, neither one has been very good.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We have just a slim chance of some rain or snow showers in the overnight. Won't amount to a whole lot, though. Mostly cloudy skies, mid-30s by daybreak, but north winds will be gusty. On Friday, we'll see some rain and snow showers ending, then clearing in lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw,
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Wow, this is amazing. Just 57 companies are linked to 80% of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States since 2016. The biggest, this is a quote from the report, during this period, the bigger and biggest investor-owned contributor to emissions was ExxonMobil of the U.S., which was linked to 3.6 gigatons, billion tons of CO2 over 7 years, or 1.4% of the global total. Amazing stuff. Well, is Donald Trump going to go to jail? Inquiring minds want to know. Judge Mershon expanded his gag order. This is the election interference / pay off the porn stars trial that's going to happen, and it's a criminal trial. This is a you might go to jail trial, not a you may have to pay a fine trial, although there could be a fine as well, in New York City, that Alvin Bragg is bringing before Judge Mershon. Trump, of course, was attacking Judge Mershon's daughter, his 30-year-old adult daughter, for working for an organization that provides some services to Democrats, God forbid. And so Judge Mershon expanded his gag order, saying, you shall not attack any member of this court, with the exception of the prosecutor and the judge. He didn't name them, himself or Bragg, or any of their family members. So yesterday afternoon, Donald Trump reposted a blog entry by MAGA diehard Laura Loomer, alleging that Juan Mershon's wife, Lauren Mershon, attorney general for the state of New York, Letitia James. The quote, what was published, the headline was, more of Judge Mershon's anti-Trump bias exposed as New York AG Letitia James employed Mershon's wife and the Democrat Attorneys General Association paid Lauren Mershon's Authentic Campaigns Company. So, bingo, he's naming both the judge's wife and his daughter. And he did this yesterday, after the gag order was expanded. He's begging to be thrown in jail. He's just begging for it. Now, my guess is that Judge Mershon is not going to issue a bench order. He's not going to sit there and say, okay, marshals, go find Donald Trump and drag him back here and we're going to throw his butt in jail. It's not going to play out like that. The way it's going to play out is that when the trial starts in a week and a half, Donald Trump has to be there. On his civil trials, he didn't have to show up. Like the E. Jean Carroll case, the first one, he never even showed up. He just figured his lawyers would take care of it, and he ended up owing her $5 million. So when he appealed, he definitely showed up, and then he ended up owing her $83 million, right? But That was a civil trial. You don't have to show up for a civil trial. You can have your lawyers represent you, because there's no possibility that at the end of the trial, when the judge says you're guilty and you're going to jail, that you're going to get hauled off to jail. In a civil trial, there is no jail. But in a criminal trial, jail is the principal outcome, or the most common, or one of the more common outcomes. And so you have to be there because, you know, you may get dragged off to jail at the end of the trial. And so Trump is going to have to show up. And if he behaves in this trial the way that he has behaved in some of his previous court cases, I think it's possible that Judge Mershon will say, Mr. Trump, get yourself under control, or say to his lawyers, you know, and if he persists, and he probably will, the judge will say, okay, off to the cage with you. You know, you get a day or a week or a month or whatever, up to, you know, contempt of court is up to a month in jail, in the clink. Laura Loomer is citing public records in this claim that Laura Mershon was employed by Letitia James from 2009 to 2022. I don't know if she was or not, but I don't think it makes any difference. You know, the judge is the judge, and Donald Trump committed the crime. He's trying to say, oh, you know, you need to just end the case altogether. And if that doesn't work, you need to recuse yourself. And I'm telling you, neither one of those two things is going to happen. Judge Mershon is not putting up with any more of this. I just, you know, he's over it. Speaking of Donald Trump and his legal troubles, I don't know if you caught this. It sort of made the news. It's not a big deal, frankly, but it's an interesting, one of those interesting stories. You know, Donald Trump got this California billionaire who does loans to people who are buying used cars, got him to put up the $175 million bond so that he could appeal his conviction for fraud in New York State, the Letitia James prosecution. And what's interesting is that if you look this bond posting up online, the New York State says that it was returned for correction, that they didn't file it right. The main thing that they failed to do was attach a financial statement. Now, a lot of people thought that that was a financial statement by Trump. Apparently, what they're looking for is a financial statement from the bond provider. In other words, here's proof that we can actually follow through on this bond. So I find that interesting, you know, Knight Specialty Insurance Company, that they're sufficiently capitalized and that they're authorized to post the bond. So apparently they haven't done that. My guess is, though, that everything will be fine for Donald with regard to this. And although we still don't know what fee he paid or who co-signed or what properties he put up as collateral, if any. This guy is a major donor to Donald Trump as well. And so, you know, we just don't know. But I'm guessing that this is a paperwork snafu more than anything else, and they're going to fix it. Finally, we got an ADHD alert today, a Hunter in a Farmer's World alert. Our website, of course, hunterinafarmersworld.com. And it's about a story. It's put a notepad by your bed for ideas. This is something I learned when I first took Transcendental Meditation instruction back when I was 16 or 17 years old. And that was that if I sat down to meditate, sometimes things that I had completely forgotten to think about but were really important would pop into my mind. Things that I needed to do, things that I should do, ideas for businesses, ideas for, you know, whatever. It's just stuff pops into your mind all the time. And sometimes it was just such good stuff or such important stuff that instead of meditating, I'd be sitting there thinking, how can I remember this? And you know, and just trying to reinforce them. And that's no way to meditate. And so I started keeping a pad and a pen next to my meditation cushion, you know, where I sat, and I would just make notes, and that way I could let go of what I was thinking. Well, a couple of people with ADHD told me that the same deal when you're trying to get to sleep, that or you know, sleeping throughout the night, and you wake up in the middle of the night with an idea, and their comment was, you know, write it down and you can go back to sleep. And I recalled that I had done something like that myself. So anyway, it's a nice little kind of tips for living piece that you can read, you know, for free over at hunterinafarmersworld.com today. So that's what's going on with that. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Okay, so this whole issue of the whether Mershon is going to throw the book at Trump and put him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is going to happen, and I think you know why.
Because Trump
they're afraid
wants
of reprisals.
Well, I think they're afraid of reprisals. I think they're also afraid that it's going to make Trump a sympathetic figure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to make him look like a martyr, basically.
At least for his base. I'm not sure that it's going to have that impact on the rest of America. I think that if Trump misbehaves in a way that any other person misbehaving would have gotten them locked up, and he gets locked up, that, you know, yes, his base is going to freak out. But everybody else, I think, is going to go, you know, he shouldn't have done that.
Right. How is it feasible anywhere? They're going to put him in the tombs with Secret Service? I don't see how this works.
Yeah, you put him in a jail cell and you put a chair outside and you set your Secret Service agent in the chair. It's not rocket science.
They could work it out, I'm
yeah.
sure.
But. Yeah, yeah. I doubt they're going to throw him into general population.
I mean, No.
Although he would probably organize them into a Nazi march, you know.
Oh, God.
I mean, anyway, you know, he's got them singing songs.
So, that's an interesting notion.
There you go. Brandon, thank you for the call.
All right.
Great to hear from you. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls and the news of the day as we continue on the program. Stay with us. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls. What's on your mind today? Right after this.
Your home Shaw. Of the Earl home Ingram Les Paul. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10. Markets on and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin's Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week is now. Be ready for statewide tornado drills on Thursday, April 11th at 1:45 and 6:45. So wherever you may be, at school, work, or home with your family, this is the time to talk about your tornado and severe weather safety plans. And muscle memory is key in an emergency. Remember that a watch means a storm, tornado, or flooding is possible. The ingredients are there. And a warning is issued when one of those is about to or already is happening. Take shelter immediately. Our state averages close to 25 tornadoes between May and August. But recent records have been broken with tornadoes now tearing through the month of February. So it pays to always be weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Now,
change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods that Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. And welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Actually, it's kind of, I guess it's supposed to rain this afternoon here. David in Clearwater, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Well, it wasn't on my mind before you mentioned it, but we are having beautiful weather down here.
Oh, good. That's one of the advantages of living in Florida.
But it's, you know, it's terribly cold. It's 71, I think.
Oh, my.
All right. I heard you make a statement to a lady who had asked about Israel paying monies to Hamas. And in the time you were telling her that indeed they had, and it was probably for humanitarian purposes and was misused, you mentioned George Bush, and in the same sentence as Netanyahu, with reference to what had happened, the tragedy that befell America. And you said that neither one of them would do it on purpose. I disagree with you.
Okay. Build your case.
With the plan for the 21st century that was developed, that plan had to be
Project for a New American Century, it was called, yeah.
Yeah, as serious as Pearl Harbor.
Yes, they said that a second Pearl Harbor would be necessary to justify the invasion of Iraq. You're absolutely right. And that was, and Jeb Bush signed off on that. George wasn't a signatory, but his brother was.
No, not on the plan. He was the president at the time we went through Iraq.
Right.
And at the time it happened. Right. So
this was in 98, the Project for a New American Century rolled out and said that.
Yeah, I just believe these people are evil enough to do that. Okay.
You know, I'm not
Lacking the proof, I'm reluctant to accuse either Bush or Netanyahu of intentionally allowing their countries to be attacked. But I think that, and you know, you're welcome to go there, David, as a talk show host who would like to retain his credibility, you know, with the majority population. I can't go there, but I understand how somebody would think that. I completely understand how somebody would think that. And I would argue that even lacking, you know, not going there because we lack the proof, that still many people are looking at this thinking that ignoring the warnings, which is what Bush and Netanyahu clearly did, and I can emphatically state that, ignoring the warning is just as bad, or you know, maybe not quite just as bad, but it's pretty terrible all by itself, isn't it?
I agree.
Yeah. So I that's why I think that, you know, it's gonna haunt him politically.
I think they knew about it and didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, you may be right, David, but I can't officially go there. I get it, but I get it.
I've got some precedent that I can cite the attack on the Capitol because there was fraud in an election where there was no fraud.
I missed your why are you saying that? What's the connection?
You double over to what Trump did. Rather than turn over our
government. Yeah, what Trump did was very much on purpose. I mean, that was an act of commission, not an act of omission. I mean, you know, arguably the worst that Bush and Netanyahu did was omission. You know, they ignored something. Trump actually incited something. Yeah, excellent point. David, thank you for the call. Excuse me, Rick in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I think the judge ought to throw him in jail, and I think Biden ought to call him out on any time, anywhere.
Yeah,
and that's where the head.
What do you think would be the result, the consequence of Judge Mearsheim throwing Trump in jail for a couple of days?
Well, I think the thing was is, hey, you know, he ain't above the law, and he's got to protect the people that he's running his mouth on. I mean, you know, and
what do you think the Do you think that there would be a violent response, or do you think Americans are going to shrug their shoulders and go, geez, I guess the guy's a crook?
Well, I think they'll just sit back and kind of be kind of shocked, you know, but, you know, I think they would be kind of anxious if that's when Biden decided anywhere, anytime, I'll debate you in your jail cell.
Yeah. I mean, you got, you know, former president of France is in prison or is going to prison. You got the former president of Greece has gone to prison. You got the former president of Peru has gone to prison. It's not like this doesn't happen. The former president, two former presidents of South Korea have gone to prison. You know, it's not like it doesn't happen in advanced democracies, in developed democracies. And frankly, there's a former German chancellor who I think should be in prison, but, you know, for taking $1 million from the Russians. But Rick, I got to move along. But thank you for the call. I suspect that the fear of a blowback from Trump being imprisoned is wildly overblown, and that Republicans are doing everything they can to stoke that fear. But I could be wrong. What say you?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with your calls on the other side of this break.
Whether you're heading down to Waukesha Parkway or 101.1 on the interstate,
broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 a.m. and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden will get an on-site briefing on reopening the Port of Baltimore at the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
As the president said, within hours of the collapse, this administration will be with the people of Baltimore every step of the way.
First, the president told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do much more to ease civilian suffering in Gaza. Then Secretary of State Antony Blinken followed up.
With regard to our policy in Gaza, look, I'll just say this. If we don't see the changes that we need to see, there'll be changes in our own policy.
Los Angeles police and the FBI are trying to figure out who stole $30 million from a money storage facility, an anonymous employee.
They checked to make sure that the alarm is set up, just to think that they were able to go through the security system and get away with all that money. It's a shocker.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest Marquette University Law School poll is a mixed bag for President Biden and Donald Trump in Wisconsin. In a head-to-head matchup, Biden leads with likely voters 52% to 48%. When you count third-party and independent candidates, Trump leads 41% to 38%. A murder victim's family says Donald Trump was lying when he told a Wisconsin audience this week he met with her family.
He did not speak with any of us, so it was kind of shocking seeing that he had said that he had spoke with us.
Mavi Garcia was Ruby Garcia's sister. Ruby was killed in Michigan last month by someone who was in the country illegally. Data shows undocumented immigrants are actually less likely to commit violent crimes than American citizens. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We have just a slim chance of some rain or snow showers in the overnight. Won't amount to a whole lot, though. Mostly cloudy skies, mid-30s by daybreak, but north winds will be gusty. On Friday, we'll see some rain and snow showers ending, then clearing in lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. 34 minutes past the hour, breaking news. President Biden was supposed to talk on the telephone today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. That meeting has finished. And the White House has released not a readout of the conversation, but a summary in which, well, the New York Times summarized it best. President Biden told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel on Thursday that strikes on aid workers are unacceptable. And he appeared to threaten to condition future support for Israel on how it addresses American concerns about civilian casualties and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, the White House said. During a lengthy and evidently tense call with Mr. Netanyahu, I'm reading from the New York Times here, Mr. Biden expressed his frustration over the killing of seven aid workers by Israeli military forces and what he sees as the broader disregard for the suffering of innocents in Gaza, even as he expressed support for Israel's right to respond to Hamas for the October 7 terrorist attack. So, you know, is this the first step toward saying, okay, that's it, you know, no more bombs, no more money? I don't know. Biden seems very, very reluctant to take that step. And, you know, I on the one hand, I get that, you know, Israel's an ally and you don't just cut off your allies. On the other hand, this behavior has been over the top. It is reprehensible. It is genocidal. It is destructive of not just, you know, the lives of the people in Gaza. It's destructive of the reputation and future of Israel, frankly. So, anyhow, that, just so you're up to date on what's going on in the world here. Picking up your calls, Francis in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Francis, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I've just read about a week or so ago, it was in the Wall Street Journal, where the Federal Reserve Bank lost $114 billion trying to pump up the economy. And I think it's time that we did away with the Federal Reserve and simply turned, think of it as a pipeline, and at the end of it is a big pot where all the gold collects. I think that pot should be the United States Treasury under the direction of the Secretary of the Treasury, who is appointed by an elected official. And that way, all of that interest paid on everything from your credit card to a mortgage, car loan, what have you, will go into pay for the running of this country, and I think that's the way it should be. Now, these guys lost all that money, and I guarantee you, not a single one of them lost their job. And, Tom, I respect your opinion on this, but I'd like to hear what you have to say about it.
Sure. The Fed doesn't make or lose money. The Fed manufactures money out of thin air. It can retire money, or it can expand the money supply if it desires. There was a time when I held the same position you did, Francis, that we should just replace the Fed with the Treasury Department. Then I spoke with a Treasury Department official who said, you don't realize how political the Treasury Department gets. The Treasury, you know, the Secretary of the Treasury is an appointed position.
Yeah.
And you do not want, you know, if you get a crazy president like Trump, you would not want Steven Mnuchin to have control over the U.S. money supply as well as, you know, the U.S. currency.
Well, I knew you were going to say that. I was thinking about that myself, and then I thought, well, certainly the people will speak up, and then all of a sudden I came back to January 6th and all the rest of this mayhem. Maybe the devil we know is better than the devil we don't know.
I think with regard to the Fed, that's true. I would like to see more transparency out of the Fed, although I think they've been doing a relatively good job. I know that there are some real Fed critics. I mean, you know, Larry, who's really up on economics and calls into the program every week, he is very, very opposed to the Fed. I'm a little more sanguine about the whole situation. I don't think that the Fed is, although I think Larry's point that, you know, every time there's a Democrat in office, the Fed increases interest rates, and every time a Republican comes into office, the Fed decreases interest rates, and that's been the case since, I believe, LBJ or Nixon or whatever. Larry could tell us, and he probably will call in and clarify.
Yeah.
I think you could argue that the Fed has been kind of politically corrupted, but not as anywhere near as badly as the Treasury Department would be vulnerable to.
let me ask you this, and maybe Larry will chime in on it. But I went to Professor Google for what that's worth, and I couldn't find a definite answer as to whether or not the Office of Management and Budget had ever audited these people. I mean, crying out Christmas, DOD gets audited every now and then, and
not effectively. The DOD is missing several trillion dollars and has never had an actual, thorough audit where the books balance. I mean, they just never have. The Fed was audited a couple of years ago. They were audited in 2019 or 2020, something like that. And that was a joint effort between Bernie Sanders and Rand Paul, who pushed that through the Fed audit.
Well, there you go. If Bernie Sanders and Rand Paul can get together and do something, then maybe there is hope for the country after all.
There you go, Francis. Francis, thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you. Oscar in Bend, Oregon. Hey, Oscar, what's up?
Hey, Tom, it's a privilege and an honor. This is a long overdue phone call. I've been wanting to reach out and speak with you directly. So this is quite a feat. I'm a transplanted chippy from Southern California. I'm actually in Redmond, Oregon, which is right next to Bend in Central mm-hmm. Oregon, and we just got some snow this morning mm-hmm. again. So here we go. But I wanted to check you on a couple of things. A couple of weeks ago, when Biden came out in his State of the Union address, you talked about his use of the word illegal, kind of flippantly, and minimizing, because it hurt a lot of us more, I guess, Chicano progressive types who, see that kind of, hear that kind of word. And the more you hear it, the more it becomes, like not a big deal. But obviously, words like that demonize, the least amongst us. And once they get demonized, they get treated as second-class citizens and worse, as you see what's going on at the border right now. And now this morning, someone had brought up the fact that I think on CNBC, they were referring to Obama as how we used to refer to him, again, as strong Chicano progressives, and comparing him to Bush's immigration policy as the deporter in chief. Mm-hmm. And you, again, kind of said something to the effect, well, he was just following the law.
Well, the dynamic is actually more complex than that, Oscar.
And for those of us that gave, felt a little uneasy about, the word illegal, you just kind of basically told the rest of us to get over it.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Oscar, if I can just jump in and say something, please.
Sure. I'm sorry.
The law called for the deportation of people who were here, who didn't go through the process of applying for asylum, who were here illegally.
Sure.
And the law calls for that. The problem that Obama had is that whenever a Democrat gets into office, and this has been going on since basically the Clinton administration, whenever a Democrat comes into office, Republicans start yelling and screaming that suddenly the border is wide open. When a Republican comes into office, Republicans stop talking like that. And what happens is this border is wide open rhetoric, and I recently wrote an op-ed about this in which I documented over 100 different Republicans who have made that statement. And these get into the news media in Guatemala and Honduras and Venezuela. And people believe them. When Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, says the border's wide open, people believe that. And so what happens is whenever a Democrat comes into office and the Republicans start promoting this propaganda, boom, you have an explosion of people at the border. You see 2, 3, 4 times increases, just in the first year of a Democratic presidency over what you had in a Republican presidency. And it's because Republicans are essentially inviting people into this country. So Obama had a much larger load of people who were deemed to have broken the law, who had violated the law by not applying for citizenship or for asylum or for immigration status of any sort. And so he deported more people. And yes, they called him the deporter in chief. But, that was what was so. With regard to the use of the word illegal, I try not to do it. I don't always succeed. It's far more appropriate to call people undocumented or words like that on the one hand. On the other hand, you're not going to stop the Republicans from using that term or, frankly, much of our news media.
Of course.
So,
But I may slip up. That doesn't give license for us to use it. or yeah. anyone else.
I get it.
For political purposes, but to label folks as such. One other couple real quick things. I would prefer that you avoid using the word Hispanic. That's a Ronald Reagan term that he used to kind of label all of us back in the 80s. It's a word that emanates from Spain, and we reject anything that's connected to Spain.
So what do you want
and
to be called?
One book
Latino?
For you to put on your book list there would be Rodolfo Acuña's Occupied America.
Okay.
That was transformative back in the late 70s when it's in its 45th printing.
Thank you, Oscar. I'm sorry, I'm out of time.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We're coming up on 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your phones.
Your home Hishaw. Of the early home of West Paul. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10. Markets on and the Shaw. 5:40 a.m. and 101.1 FM WAUK.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin's Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week is now. Be ready for statewide tornado drills on Thursday, April 11th at 1:45 and 6:45. So wherever you may be, at school, work, or home with your family, this is the time to talk about your tornado and severe weather safety plans. And muscle memory is key in an emergency. Remember that a watch means a storm, tornado, or flooding is possible. The ingredients are there. And a warning is issued when one of those is about to or already is happening. Take shelter immediately. Our state averages close to 25 tornadoes between May and August. But recent records have been broken with tornadoes now tearing through the month of February. So it pays to always be weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlin.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Extra.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So that I know that my dogs, Blue and Chewy, get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. Those are the superfoods that Dr. Marty uses in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And our dogs absolutely love the flavor. Yours will too. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour and picking up your calls here. Ed in Flint, Michigan. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Ed, thanks. Oh, this is Ed. Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine, Ed. What's up?
Okay, I got a premonition in my head that just won't go away. I honestly believe that we're going to have a terror attack shortly before the election. It's going to be carried out by either ISIS or Hamas. The terrorists are already here. Trump let them in during his administration. They are holed up in convenience stores all across the nation. Not all of them.
Yeah. I think I'm being punked here. So hold up in convenience stores was probably the clue. So I'm just going to note that. Terry in Ventura, California. Hey, Terry, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Mostly I called to share a headlines in this morning's L.A. Times. Okay, Tom? Mm-hmm. If I heard you correctly, you said the person who put up the money for Trump's bond is unknown, not according to this morning's LA
Times. No, the person is known. What Trump put up is unknown. You know, what kind of collateral he put up or if anybody co-signed.
We know who
did the loan. We just don't know what he got, you know, that incentivized
Don Hankey, right?
Yeah.
But Don Hankey, when I saw his business model, my response was birds of a feather, okay?
Yeah, there you go.
The kind of business model he would be attracted to Trump. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You explained that. I appreciate it, Tom.
Okay. Good talking to you, Terry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark. What's up?
Hey, Tom. You know, I think the Democrats really need to go hard on Trump being the reason why the borders are open and we don't have a policy for immigration. Go hard on that. And also, if you really wanted to make a point, start sending the migrants to Mar-a-Lago. See what happens then.
There you go. That would, you know, it would take a, I mean, I suppose Gavin Newsom could do that. But, you know, I think that there's a just kind of a moral cringe factor to exploiting human beings for political purposes that you're not going to, you know, Republicans are perfectly willing to do that. I don't think Democrats are. Joe in Houston, Texas. Hey, Joe, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Well, first on the immigration, you said that the migrants are coming because Republicans say the border is open, but if it wasn't, they wouldn't be able to get in. And second, the numbers don't really reflect that. There were, I don't have them off the top of my hand, I'm driving, I can't look them up, but there were way many more border crossings under Biden than there was under Trump.
My point.
So,
because Republicans invited people to come up here.
They didn't come because of an invitation and not let in.
They sure did. The coyotes are reprinting news stories in which people like Ted Cruz are saying the border's wide open. You know the border's not wide open. Yes, people can get through it, but it's not wide open.
Doesn't Joe Biden say that he welcomes everybody? So wouldn't that do the same?
No, Joe Biden never said he welcomes everybody.
Oh, okay. I think I'll look that up and call you back and play it for you.
Yeah, good luck, Joe. Kendall in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Hey, Kendall, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, why don't we just make it official? And I think this would get 70% of the American people. Just make it official. Just declare America a global citizen zone and do away with the concept of citizenship. Chamber of Commerce crowds in the Republican Party would be all for it, and a whole lot of people on the left would be all for it. I think it'd be about 70% of the American people. I don't think a majority of Americans care whether you call us a citizen or not. You could just declare us a global citizen zone. And as far as Biden saying
that's just weird, Kendall.
He was all for immigration, it was in the Democrat debates.
Okay, yeah, that, well, being all for immigration is a very different thing than saying anybody can come into our country. Marcia okay. in San Francisco. Hey, Marcia, what's on your mind today? Marcia?
Hi. Hey. Hi, Tom.
What's up?
Yeah, so I wanted to make a comment in regards to the gentleman who called earlier and saying that Obama was deporter in chief. I'm an immigration attorney in San Francisco, and a lot of those numbers were skewed because it takes years to get a hearing, and much of that was overfill from the Bush years, who they were very aggressive. The other aspect of that is Obama did things for people in removal that no other president has done. He created a policy of prosecutorial discretion, which allowed families to stay together. My firm won more cases, as well as my colleagues under Obama, than any other president before. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there were more people in deportation, but there were a lot more grants, and there was a lot more humanitarian considerations of keeping families together and just dropping and dismissing cases, a policy that Biden has carried through to today. So, and remember, he gave us DACA, which is deferred action, which when you're in removal, you get deferred action. You were pulled out of removal in order to pursue that. There were so many. He could only do so much because Congress was inactive on this and just completely fell asleep at the wheel. You know, it's a political football. But he did what he could. And he tried to give us DAPA, which would have been deferred action for parents of American citizens so that the parents who have children could work and get driver's license and be able to take care of their families. And that was shot down by Republicans forum shopping for a judge who would shoot down DAPA. So I think it's a misnomer to say that, and I want a lot of people to understand what good he has done, the policies he's created that have been very humane and kept a lot of families together that otherwise would not have happened.
Thank you, Marcia, for setting the record straight. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening to SiriusXM. That's great. Brilliant. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Double check your voter registration, too. Make sure everybody you know is registered to vote. Another 6-8 months, we're going to be getting them out to the polls. So we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A deadly accident in Fort Lauderdale when part of a crane being hoisted onto a building broke off. It and a